There's a new CD that's out this week that's sure to capture the interest of classical music lovers, especially those from the San Joaquin Valley. That's because it's the debut recording of 24-year-old violinist Eric Gratz, who is today the concertmaster of the San Antonio Symphony. A decade ago, however, he was here in Fresno performing with local ensembles, including the Youth Orchestras of Fresno. He joins us now on Valley Public Radio to talk about this new recording and his career. Eric, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It has to be very exciting for you to release this album, a collection of duets, piano and violin. How long has this been in the works?
The idea, the whole thing was conceptualized quite a while ago. I knew that I wanted to record these works, and about a year ago, I finally narrowed it down to actually fit on a CD, and we recorded back in September in Cleveland at my alma mater, Cleveland Institute of Music, and we've been working on it ever since. Obviously, there's a lot more than just walking in recording. There's mixing and so on and so forth. And also, I'm wearing many hats in this scenario because I started a label. It's Eric Gratz is the label, not too hard to remember. And the idea behind it is to help me have a way to get works out to people that I like to play and things that I've been working on for a long time and performing. Some of these pieces I've been playing for over a decade, but also it's I guess you could almost call it a philanthropic effort because I have interest in helping support other young artists in doing the same thing as well. So I have a lot of plans for it, but this is the first one here.
It's a collection of chamber music, violin and piano. How did you decide on that? And tell me about your pianist.
Part of the album is solo and part of it is with piano. And so the solo portion is the real extreme virtuosity portion of it. We have the Isai Sonata, Nathan Milstein's Paganiniana, which is one of the hardest pieces in the repertoire. The rest are very intimate works, transcriptions, a movement of a sonata that was a collaborative effort of Brahms, Schumann, and Dietrich called the FAE Sonata, which means Frei aber einsamer, and it's just a motto that they had back in the day. And I called my friend Untek Kim, who I've known for a long time. We met in Aspen almost 10 years ago now, and we decided to have a go at this project. And fortunately, we were able to play a lot of these works right before we recorded them. We were in Italy at a festival, a chamber music festival there, and got to perform the works and kind of get, a couple runs under our belt. The recording process is very different from live performance, but it was extremely helpful to have this time together. And he's a really great guy and a virtuoso in his own right.
I want to take this opportunity now to play a selection from this new CD. Again, Eric Gratz, violinist, joins us today on Valley Public Radio. We want to talk about his connections to the Valley in a little bit. But before that, tell me about the Schumann piece.
Yes, so the Schumann is an intermezzo movement from a collaborative effort by Brahms and Dietrich and Schumann. And it's this sonata they wrote together. And it stands for Frei, aber einsamer, and it means free but alone. And this is sort of this motto, this very artistically driven motto that they shared together. And so this is just a little intermezzo movement, just a couple of minutes from the sonata.
violinist Eric Gratz on Valley Public Radio today from his new CD, a self-titled debut album. The violinist is the concertmaster of the San Antonio Symphony. He's held that title for 3 years now. About 10 years ago, he was performing here in Fresno and the San Joaquin Valley as he grew up here in Central California. Eric, your career has really taken off since you left Central California. Tell us about how you wound up with the job in San Antonio.
Well, I took a lot of inspiration from my old teacher in Cleveland, William Prusel, who's the concertmaster of the Cleveland Orchestra. And I saw that he gets to do a great number of things, teach chamber music, play solo, basically whatever you want. As a concertmaster, you have extreme versatility. And for someone who's constantly seeking new inspiration, motivation, the concertmaster job seemed like a good fit for me. Now, it wasn't just something that I automatically decided that I was going to do. Of course, I had to go through the audition process. And so the San Antonio Symphony had a vacancy for a number of years. They held a number of auditions before this one with no successful winner. And fortunately, I came in on the right day and was playing really well, and things just kind of fell into place for me. And it's been a wonderful match.
I did an interview a few days ago with Noah Bendix Bogley, who's the concertmaster of the Berlin Philharmonic, or one of the concertmasters. We were talking about what it takes to be a concertmaster and how one learns that craft. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that, because it's a different skill set than just being a solo artist. How does one learn how to do what a concertmaster needs to do?
Well, as the saying goes, there's no substitute for experience. And I think it's especially true in this case. I did come sort of equipped coming in. I had some experience playing guest concertmaster for a number of orchestras back in the Midwest and for summer festivals and various things. But to really develop a sound with the strings over the course of hundreds of concerts kind of takes a different approach. One aspect of it that's very important is actually making sure that everybody's happy. So, you know, you need to let people know that you are after the same thing as everybody else, but at the same time, you need to demonstrate that you are a leader and that you are setting an example at all times. And you are really just the link between the conductor and the orchestra. The conductor doesn't make any sound, and so you're kind of the first draft of translating what any conductor will want from the orchestra, from the musicians.
Speaking of exceptional instrumentalists, you studied with Claudia Schuh, who is, of course, a great viola artist with the Fresno Philharmonic. Tell me about the impact that she had on your career.
Claudia is an incredible musician and person, and I was extremely fortunate to have the opportunity to work with her also at a very early age. I started studying with her at age 9, and before that I was with her sister, Cynthia Stewart, which is also, she's also a terrific player and teacher. And Claudia, you know, she helped me, she helped inspire me to realize that this is something I could do for a living. And she actually made the push for me to move to Cleveland and to become a small fish in a really big pond again. to really kind of give me the reality of, you know, there are a lot of great players out there, and you're going to need to work hard, and you're going to be in an environment that's going to help nurture that. And so my time with her was incredible, and also I'm grateful for her to give me the push. She kind of kicked me out of the studio at the end and said, I'm not teaching you anymore. You need to go somewhere else. It's time for the next step. So I'm grateful for that.
Do you still maintain connections here in the Valley?
I do, yes. With a number of people. Obviously, I maintain connections with my parents who started Youth Orchestras of Fresno a long time ago. It's a whole musical family, my old teachers and a lot of musicians that have gone through Youth Orchestras of Fresno and freelanced in the Valley. And there are a lot of amazing, amazing people there that I appreciate immensely. And actually, recently I played chamber music with Stephanie Sanambrogio, the concertmaster of the Philharmonic. She invited me to a festival here, Cactus Pear Festival, and just got to know her for the first time this past summer, and she's a wonderful, wonderful violinist and a new friend that I really appreciate.
So what's next for you? You have the CD that's come out, still working in San Antonio. What else is on your calendar and on your horizons? What are the things you'd like to do in the relatively near future?
Well, some things that are coming up. I'll be playing at the Mainly Mozart Festival in San Diego this summer, which is an amazing opportunity. It'll be my first time, and it's basically an orchestra of concertmasters and principal players from around the world. It's really one of the great, great orchestras, and I'll be thrilled to be a part of that. I'm also very happy to go back to Italy in the summer. My friend has a festival called Incontri Musicali in Spoleto. It's a wonderful, wonderful town, small town in Italy, and we go there and play chamber music for 3 weeks. I also have some stuff in the works for chamber music in Seoul, Korea, coming up, and just a number of exciting projects. As far as what I'm sort of working on, I guess, is kind of figuring out the follow-up here for this album just coming out, but it's also kind of time to, you know, look forward and see what I want to do next. I have some ideas about commissions. I have a great interest in new music, so we'll see if we can work some of that into the mix. But some exciting things happening.
Violinist Eric Grotz grew up here in the San Joaquin Valley. He is now the concertmaster of the San Antonio Symphony Orchestra, and he has a new CD out, a self-titled collection. The CD is available on iTunes and wherever fine recordings are sold. Eric Grotz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.